While President Bush promotes his axis of evil in Asia, at home we continue learning about the evil of access.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
A story in the New York Times today displays the Enron Corporation as an equal or almost equal opportunity bidder for presidential influence. To win favor with the Gore campaign in 1999 and 2000, Enron made soft money contributions at a ratio of 54% for Republicans and 46% for Democrats. An action plan for Democratic outreach identified Gore advisors to be cultivated and to be supplied with briefs on Enron policy positions. Enron sought to hire Johnny Hayes, a close friend and money raiser for Vice President Gore. The company eventually hired him as a lobbyist after the campaign. But nothing better reveals the amorality of influence peddling than the solicitation of Enron by Ralph Reed, the former executive director of the Christian Coalition. As an advisor to Bush during the campaign, he had spoken of character, integrity, and leaders with a moral compass. In an October 2000 memorandum to Enron, unearthed by the Washington Post, Reed offered for $380,000 to mobilize religious leaders and pro-family groups to lobby Congress for legislation favorable to the giant energy corporation. The tools were to be letters, op-ed page articles, conservative talk shows. In public policy, he said, it matters less who has the best arguments and more who gets heard. For $380,000, Reed offered to deliver what he called the faith community. Piety for sale, you might call it. As far as is known, Enron never accepted this deal. But Reed Century Strategies lobbying company had a working relationship with Enron until last October. As one rock after another is turned over, we see a giant corporation with interests rather than loyalties, buying access, sometimes being offered access for a fee. And if Americans are dismayed, it's no wonder. This is Daniel Shore.